Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our longtime callers and listeners to Astromind 2012. And we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the ruin for a minute. I got a little bit of information on some of the ruins and the symbols, what they represent and what they mean. And I'll just give you an example. If you got the ruin that looks like it looks like an M, that means that there is a lot of progress that is coming, a lot of changes and a lot of movement. And basically that means that a lot of big changes that are coming.
That's great. And the main thing is a lot of these tools, you know, can be used. A lot of it is being able to connect with them and have, trust and messages that are coming through. And can you tell us, you know, more about this, the pendulum and how it works?
The pendulum has over 50 charts. The one I use is the Volume 1 chart. And how this works is you're basically like you're kind of like a channeler, and you're channeling the energy from the pendulum, and you're swinging it to the direction that it's supposed to go. And it's all done by being a channeler and being a medium, and it swings to the direction where it needs to go based on the chart. Now, if you were to ask about the time factor, I would give you the days, the weeks, and the months, and the times. And it also has a lot of other factors, health, acid, allergies, affections, how to change your life, family problems, light color therapy, chakra measurement, and your pH level. So it can go into all kinds of different things. It goes into business decisions, alphabet, directions, degrees, distances. It pretty much covers all bases, and it just kind of goes into a little detail. What it does just mainly just it identifies the situation and the percentage. And once you identify it, then your subconscious will take down those barriers. And that's pretty much all the ruins are in the tarot. It's just identifying the picture and what it means. And like I was telling you about the M, which is the horse. It means progress and future changes, movement, trust. And then when you get the Z, that's rebirth, which is quiet time, success over conflict, things like that. It means, you know, birth of a child, new beginnings. And then when you get Thorn, which is that represents the giant, which means protection, and it means good luck, and if when it's in reverse, it means warning that something is going to happen. So they all have different symbols.
Sounds very interesting. And the main thing is, you know, you've been doing some readings with this for a while, and it's been very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so it pretty much pinpoints a lot of the information that people are mm-hmm. looking for, you know, whether it be relationships or business or just about anything, even with health.
Mm-hmm.
And could you explain how that works?
Well, with the health chart, pretty much goes into mainly, like I say, your pH level readings, your it'll tell you the percentages and the percent. It'll tell you what your body's lacking and what you need, what vitamins and what minerals, and how it works is the pendulum just lands on the words and it swings to the words and the percentages.
Well, that sounds great.
And there is a protocol to follow, and you read the words, and usually I have people write down so they can identify it and read it back to me.
Cool. And so far you've seen some really good results with this?
I've seen a lot of good results just because you can identify it a lot easier, and when it goes to a yes answer, you know, I've seen a lot of results with that, that it has come into fruition and things have happened for people.
That's great. And is there any callers waiting?
Yeah, we do have one caller from the 813 area. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, 813. Are they still there?
It looks like she logged off.
Oh, okay. Must have been a little shy or decided that's not what they wanted. But again, we want to invite all our listeners out there. We're doing some free readings tonight. So, you know, if you want to answer to any questions that you might have, whether it be relationships or business or just about anything, you know, give us a call. We'll answer those questions for you. And what else, Adrian, can we share with them, you know, with our listeners about, you know, these readings?
Well, yeah, and another thing, you know, help you find lost objects and also communicate with the other side and spirit. And, like, for an example, I was looking for my glasses, and it said I would find them, and I found another pair that exactly like them. So I guess in a way I think the universe will make it happen in a way that we will find what we're looking for, but it may not be what we expect sometimes.
Yeah. Main thing is you know, a lot of times, you know, the universe will provide, you know, in different ways.
Yeah, it does.
So what else have you been finding with these with the pendulum?
Well, so far, you know, I've been on this this Ornum .com website, and I've seen a lot of responses, and also on Paltalk with a lot of accuracy. A lot of people say I've been relating to their situations, and you know, whether it be family or money or whatever, it's been hitting right on their situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that it's pretty accurate, and it gives also a lot of information. Especially, like, if you get in a situation where, an example, somebody wants to know who's involved in the situation, then it'll tell that person who's involved, like, whether it be a sister, a brother, a family member, an uncle, an aunt, whatever it is, it'll get identify who it is.
That's great. And main thing is, you know, you've seen, like you say, some really good results. What is our listeners have to, if they wanted a long reading from you, where do they have to go? You know, what do they have to do?
Well, if you want to go on that website, all you got to do is go to ornum.com and look up my...
And how do you spell ornum? Ornum.
It's ornum.com.
Okay.
And that's all
and
you have to do. Go to that site and look up my username, which is AstroMind. That's all capital, AstroMind. And just look up my name, and it'll bring up my profile. And you can go and click on a private reading chat with me. And if you like a demo, I can give you a demo. If you would like a long reading with me on camera, I'd be happy to give you one.
That's cool. And so we want to, you know, invite all our listeners out there to, you know, join Adrian, you know, in this website. And if you want a free sample reading, he'll give you that. If you want a longer reading, then you'll have a private session with him for, what is it, 99 cents per minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, give him a call. You know, or go into his website, I mean, to the Ornum website and look up AstroMind, all capital letters, and look for Adrian, and you'll be able to chat with him. And usually, what time are you usually on, Adrian?
Usually I'm on during the day, usually in the afternoon, and sometimes if you want a reading later tonight around, I'd say around 1 or 2 a.m., you're welcome to.
And that is Mountain Standard Time. So again, you know, join Adrian. You'll be amazed the information that Adrian's able to get, you know, with the pendulum. And we have any more callers?
Looks like we don't have any other callers right now.
Okay.
So I'll just go ahead and pull a Oracle card for everybody.
Great.
And this is called the Psychic Tarot, and I'll pull an Oracle card for me and Roy for our money situation. I'll go ahead and shuffle the card. It looks like a card just flew out, so I'm just going to see what card that was that flew out. And the card I pulled was Victory and Success. So it looks like we're going to have a lot of victory and success this year, Roy.
That sounds wonderful. Looking forward to a very successful year.
And let's go ahead and pull one for Block Talk Radio for this year. And the card I pulled, it was Harmony. It's going to be very harmonious for Block Talk Radio.
Wonderful.
We'll go ahead and pull one for Cosme for his...
Okay.
Business. And the card I pulled was Universe. So what I'm getting from the universe is that he needs to reach out to the universe to start manifesting what he wants. Or ask the universe for... Okay, another one would be... another reading would be, let's do one for Carmelita and her job. And the card I pulled was fertility. And that means attraction and to be frugal with her money. So she needs to start being a little more frugal. Are you there? Are you still there?